In a little over a year, the Bethel Police Department has had two high-profile cases of police misconduct, one involving police brutality and the other an attempted rape. As KYUK's Lakedra Chavez reports, the department is still working to improve its hiring practices.
In early November, former Bethel police officer Aaron Fadolfi was caught in Anchorage after evading arrest for charges of attempted sexual assault and police misconduct while serving with the BPD. A few months prior, Fadolfi picked up an intoxicated woman, took her near the town's dog pound, and attempted to rape her, according to charging documents. After an investigation, Fadolfi was placed on administrative leave and soon after quit. He's now in jail in Anchorage. Fadolfi was hired in 2013. This was before the Bethel Police Department required psychological and polygraph evaluations as a mandatory part of its hiring practices. Polygraph exams aren't required under state police regulations, but state statute requires psych exams. They can't be substituted. But until a little over a year ago, prospective hires could have their psych and polygraph exams waived if they'd taken them before or in another state. BPD Police Chief Andre Shea explains.
In other words, if we've had employees that we've hired that work for other agencies that may have already had a psych exam at another agency, could be 5 or 10 years ago, or a polygraph 5 or 10 years ago.
Fadolfi's wasn't the only recent high-profile case of police misconduct in Bethel. Last July, a grainy surveillance video from the local grocery store in Bethel showed a police officer repeatedly picking up a Yupik man and slamming his body to the ground. In the footage, the officer throws him across the dirt parking lot 11 times. He continues this for more than 2 minutes. The officer in the video was Andrew Reed, and in early March, BPD fired him. But 200 days after Reed was fired, it's unclear whether he still has his police certification, despite an ongoing FBI investigation. There's no record of the Alaska Police Standards Council, or APSC, revoking it. When an officer is fired or facing criminal charges, their certification isn't automatically revoked. Criminal charges are processed separately. But after a police officer leaves a department, on their own accord or not, the department has 30 days to send a report to the APSC detailing why the officer left. The council can revoke an officer's certification, but the actions aren't public and only become available if a certification is stripped or if an officer contests the revocation. As of late November, the office that holds these public records did not have either Fadolfi or Reed's name in their files. It's an area that Sarah Heap says isn't black or white.
It would be a gray area. My records are confidential. We're not allowed to talk about what our records are. The only people who are allowed to look at records are the actual officers, and they're only allowed to look at those things that are related to like their training and forms they've personally filled out and have been sent in to us.
Heeb is the administrative investigator for the APSC. She says there are three things the council looks for when considering revocation: dishonesty, misconduct, and a lack of good moral character.
We do take jobs very serious to make sure that we don't have police officers out there who aren't doing things or should not be working as police officers.
APSC also sets general hiring requirements and policies that state police departments must follow. But there is a lot the council recommends but doesn't require, like a police department checking to see if an officer is under investigation before hiring them, or police departments listing their current officers on their website. BPD currently does both of these. In Alaska, there isn't a public or private database of police officers currently working in the state. When it comes to a lot of police information, who's working in a department and why an officer leaves, APSC only knows what the departments report.
The police department is required to send us information whenever a police officer no longer works for them, either through, you know, retirement or through they're just moving on, you know, they're resigning and going to a different job, what have you. That is the only thing written in our regulations that say police departments will give us information on the status of their officers.
Since last December, the council has met twice and revoked the certifications of 8 police officers. None of the records belonged to Reed or Fadolfi. After an officer's license is revoked, they can reapply after 1 year. Bethel Police Chief Andrea Shea has been with the department for nearly 3 decades and considers it a second family. He says he's focused on building trust with the community.
The maintaining the community relationship is not something you just plan. It's a continuing endeavor every day. You know, it's not going to be in 1 or 2 years we forget about it, or in 6 months we forget about it. The officers here and the employees here, as well as myself, need to continue this effort every day.
Reporting in Bethel, I'm Lakita Chavis.